One in seven Americans is now 65 or older, and that number is increasing. So it will come as no surprise that senior housing is a growing industry in many parts of the country. There are nearly 2,500 senior housing properties in the U.S. That's according to the National Investment Center for Senior Housing and Care. And as Kathy Ritchie of Here and Now contributor KJZZ in Phoenix reports, there's more to building these communities than just brick and mortar.
It's moving day at Morningstar Assisted Living and Memory Care in Fountain Hills, Arizona, just east of Phoenix. Crews carry in furniture and piece together side tables while designers review plans to figure out what will fit where.
Like a cocktail table over here.
This new facility is the brainchild of Luann Tomaholic, the owner of Tomaholic Designs. She describes her company as a senior-centric design firm.
That's all we do. And there's certainly competition in other design firms that do senior housing, but they also do other things. They do hotels or they do multifamily development or restaurants or residential. Oh, yeah,
that's good. Mm-hmm. Tomaholic says this project is just one of 47 that she and her team are working on nationwide, each with a similar focus.
When we design, it's a combination of healthcare, hospitality.
So there's a cafe, a restaurant, a theater room, and a beauty salon.
All the amenities that help them to socialize, but then it still has to feel like home in certain areas and be comfortable for the residents.
Everything is custom ordered, like the wing chairs used in several seating areas.
Everything has to have arms and a certain arm height so that the resident can get in and out of the chair easily. And we do our cushions extremely hard. To us, it almost feels uncomfortable, but it gives a firmness that, again, assists the resident being able to get out of the chair.
For Tomaholic, every detail, no matter how mundane, matters, including the lighting.
Because as we age, there's so much macular degeneration, and the light levels have to increase without having glare.
And the color of the carpet, which can't go beyond an 80% change in brightness or shade. That's because if a resident has challenges with their memory, says Tomaholic, a dramatic color difference could be perceived as a hole in the floor or a height change.
It's easy to have residents move in, but if they're not thriving in that space or if they don't have a purpose in that space, then we've failed in terms of our design.
Needless to say, business is steady. In central Phoenix, a group of construction workers are jackhammering trenches at a dusty worksite. Brendan Morrow is with Drive Development Partners, a real estate firm that develops senior housing.
There are literally thousands of units a year coming online in the Phoenix market, and I don't see that stopping for the next probably 3 years at a minimum.
Morrow says most of the projects are geared toward a certain population.
You do see the majority of developments chasing the top 5% of income levels. And then you have some that are chasing the top 1%.
But Morrow's not one of those developers. This project is an affordable senior housing community geared toward veterans. And the key word here is affordable. Not exactly a buzzword among most developers. And that, says Mark Stapp, could be a big problem.
If you have somebody who's on fixed income and you're looking at monthly expenses of $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 a month, depending on the level of care you need, you realize you quickly run out of resources.
Stapp is the executive director of the Masters of Real Estate Development Program at Arizona State University. He says an aging population, like the baby boomers, faces a triple threat: inadequate income, declining health and mobility, along with growing isolation. Still, with 10,000 people turning 65 every day,
it doesn't take a lot of math to figure out that we have a growing demand for both spaces and services.
Stapp says the reality is we're living longer, and the percentage of people who will need resources like trained caregivers and affordable housing is only going to grow.
Because it's not just building the units. It's building the right units in the right location with the right systems and the right support, both financial and otherwise.
But with so much uncertainty when it comes to Medicare and the fate of the Affordable Care Act, Stapp doesn't think the policies are in place yet, even at the local level, to address what is sometimes called the silver tsunami. For Here and Now, I'm Kathy Ritchie.